surrounding your head this time, there are those who have gathered for you this time, who wish to bring to you some peace of mind, because that seems to be what is lacking in you this time.
Yes, thank you. I have to thank those. Yes, I have felt for myself happier sitting here.
Yes. I feel this time we should devote it because of the return of our young lady friend to answering some questions that you all may have for me. I will endeavor to keep those answers simple so that the young lady friend may understand a little more. I also give a warm greeting to our gentleman friend, who I have to say is still struggling at the moment. I will speak a little with him. Do we have some questions then this time?
What about you, Graham? Any questions?
Yes. I've something I think you said a few weeks ago, Sam, about negative thinking and its importance to control our thinking. And I've been thinking about that, and it's amazing how often we do think negatively about things, and I keep catching myself doing this and trying to correct myself. I was wondering what's the best way to approach this negative thinking?
Yes. Before I comment for you, you are perfectly correct when you say the human thinking has so many doubts, so many fears, so much negativity. What I wish to say to you, my dear friend, is this. I have told you I cannot live life for you. I cannot take from you problems that you may have, because that is for you to find and to erase from your living.
Yes.
Because, as you well know, it is for your own spiritual growth.
Yes.
You know and you understand this.
Yes.
When we speak of negative thinking, what I wish to say may help you in your endeavors. You have approached many avenues in an attempt to be well.
Yes.
What I will say is this, that illness within the physical being always is cause and effect.
Yes.
That eventually thinking wrongly, shall we say, to your simple words,
yes,
must have an effect upon the physical being. You, my friend, have brought from another lifetime karmic debts. This I believe you are aware of also.
Yes.
But what you don't understand is that it is the thinking which is to use one of your words, jailed.
Yes.
You cannot set free the thinking from pastime.
Yes.
You have been trying to be positive, but subconsciously your mind is locked in what has happened previously. I will say this to you, my dear friend, that in this lifetime, with the problems you have with your legs, it is a fear of going forward. Because your lifetime, last time, curtailed your living, that way of thinking has become stuck within your physical thinking this time.
Yes.
You need to unlock your mind to allow the physical being to go forward.
Yes.
Do you not see, my dear friend, that you are expecting a shortened lifetime this time, and that is why you cannot go forward. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, you give me something to think about.
I cannot give you more.
No.
Because I cannot take it from you.
Yes, yes.
Therefore, what I would like you to do is what I have been trying to teach the rest of this group. That you must go within the heart mind.
Yes.
Read my words, and perhaps you will understand it more fully.
Yes.
All I can say about your negative thoughts is that you must constantly take control and transmute those negative thoughts into positive ones.
Yes.
But give love to yourself from the heart mind.
Yes, thank you.
You can achieve it, but I will not say the road is easy, but the opportunities are there.
Right, thank you. That's given me a lot to think about. Thank you very much.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Have we more questions?
Perhaps I could ask a question about our competitive nature. I think competition is something that is part of evolution. The competitive instinct seems to be still with us. Recently, the nations of the world came together to play football, and one might say it's much better to compete on the field of sport than on the battlefield. And indeed, perhaps the conversion of our competitive nature in this way to the field of sport, perhaps this presents a way forward. Away from wars. Do you have words for us about our competitive nature?
Yes. Thank you for your question. Of course, you realize that what you speak of is the nature of physical man and not the nature of the spirit being. When man came upon this earth, he had this, what you call, competitiveness, because he needed to survive. And of course, as mankind has evolved, as you say, this spirit of competitiveness has grown to such a degree that mankind now is rather confused by these feelings. What I would say to you is this. Rather than using that energy for sport or war, why does not mankind use this energy for the betterment of other people? That is not to say mankind should not have leisure times. There is nothing wrong with being competitive. I am not saying that. But in using this energy, let us call it energy, mankind could use it much more wisely. After all, what is the thought but energy? And you have the thought before you have the action. You would agree?
Yes, so it would be good for us to transmute a part of that energy to better purpose.
Yes. But of course, if you asked me, of course it is much better that mankind uses this energy for sport rather than to do harm amongst their fellow man.
Yes, it did occur to me that our sporting activity is becoming more and more, and it seems to be quite a considerable preoccupation on the planet at the moment.
Yes. What we must be careful and aware of is that this energy, this mass energy, cannot erupt into something that is not good for mankind. You must be aware of this. Therefore, I say to you that mankind in general would be much better suited to using all energies in helping one another rather than for the gratification of their own beings.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, that is a very nice message. Thank you.
I don't wish to seem as if I am against all of mankind having some kind of fun, because that is part of the human nature also. It was given to you that you may have laughter and joy in your lives. But I would say to you that laughter and joy is much greater when it comes from helping others. Have any more questions, please?
Could I ask one? Probably Cheryl will find this interesting. When we first met this evening, Cheryl was telling us that some people that she works with that are mentally handicapped, and one in particular, when taken shopping, say to people, "I love you, I love you." You once told us that to come back in those broken bodies, they're often very old souls. Would they be more full of a spiritual love, and say, more easily aware of it than we are, the ones that are whole in their body?
I understand, yes. Of course, many who come to these bodies know full well, and they are, of course, very old souls. Because to choose these conditions of life is not easy. And you will find that many old souls choose these conditions for their own growth. They are not always aware of the spiritual love which shines forth from them. But of course you are correct, it does shine from many of them without their knowledge. So often these people have a love that shines for all, although their physical conditions make living in this lifetime quite difficult. There is much for carers and people who know of these people. It gives them the opportunity to learn and understand a little more of another human being.
Question regarding past lives, and in particular fears and phobias from past lives, which with the knowledge that I now have, know, well, I believe I'm right, that they, some of those phobias and fears follow us. And my question is whether when I pass over and my spirit chooses to come again, whether those fears will carry on. Does that make sense?
I understand your question, my dear friend. We have discussed this before, but I will say briefly to you, that is why it is most important for you in the lifetime that exists, that you face up to any fears, phobias that have come from past times now. Because if you return to our world, you take them with you.
Yes.
What happens then, as I have said previously, you will return again and again with those same conditions. You may have a different life, but those conditions will stay with you. Therefore, if you feel that there is a situation, and let me say that not all conditions are brought from past lives.
No.
This is sometimes a misconception of human beings. Sometimes problems occur in this lifetime. But as you have asked about past lives, I would say it is imperative for your own growth that these fears be addressed.
Yes, in particular, there have been fears in my lifetime that I didn't understand for so many of my years, and it is only in the last year have I realized that I have lived those fears previously, and it is my obligation at the stage I am now to work through those for the past lives. In particular, I have a feeling that I've been in battle before. And in particular, I feel connected to a certain ship. And I'm not sure how I'm going to work through those for future lives.
I will say to you, as I have said to the gentleman, all things are possible if you are willing, if you have those spiritual eyes to see that you work through the hard night. That is the way forward for all problems. And that is what I have been trying to teach you in these past few weeks.
Right.
I hope, and I know some have and some haven't been attempting to work with.
I think that's why I raised this question, is because I know that I've been consciously working through these.
Yes, I would say, my dear friend, that you continue on this pathway and much will be shown to you.
Thank you.
It is that those spiritual eyes have opened to the truth, that you recognize now that these fears that hold you back in this lifetime, you have the opportunity to erase them from your life.
Thank you. I feel positive that that's what I will do, and that's what I want to do. Yes, thank you.
Has we more questions?
Sarah?
Thank you. Okay. I will just say one thing to the lady. That she has grown, but at this present time, there is a slowing down of what she is achieving.
This is me you're talking to?
Yes.
Yes, I haven't been working on that.
I do not wish to speak unkindly, but you must get back to what is important in life.
Yes.
But I will say to you, there is much happiness ahead for you, but you must not neglect your own spiritual growth. You must not sacrifice that for any physical happiness which awaits you.
Thank you very much. Yes, I know I haven't been doing enough and I feel very guilty about it.
No, do not feel guilt. That is an emotion which is useless.
But I know that I should be...
Yes.
I'm aware that I'm not doing it.
Yes. Have the awareness, but leave the emotion behind.
Yes. Thank you. Glad you said those words.
Would the young lady wish to ask any questions?
Talking about people that are, how do I put it now,
disabled?
No, yeah, but not just disabled people, but I have an attraction to those kind of people, and I want to know why, you know, someone like me would have an attraction to someone like that.
Why? May I put a question to you, my dear young friend? Why not?
What I'm trying to ask you is why...
Why are you attracted to them?
Because that is part of the pathway of life which you chose before you came to this lifetime. You know a little of this work. You do not yet fully understand the implications of living. But I would say to you that it is the spiritual self which is attracted to helping those most in need. That is part of your life's journey. I would say it is not the full picture of your life, but there is a part of your living which must be devoted to helping others. It is also partly a karmic debt which you owe.
Okay, thank you.
Your understanding will grow, and I am sure our dear lady friend will help to explain a little more to you.
Regarding Cheryl, it's strange that she should have joined the group. Well, no, it's not strange, that's ridiculous. There's no such thing as strange. It was meant to be. But at the time that we were talking about truth and seeking truth, Cheryl, answered that so profoundly for me, because she was doing a work unemployed in something that made her very unhappy, that everybody else around her thought would be a marvellous opportunity. But she realised that that wasn't the pathway that she was meant to be on. And the pathway that she felt she should have been on was the one that she left. And now she's on track again with looking after people. And I just felt an overwhelming sense that that was given to me as an example of truth. Cheryl found the truth in one respect. I mean, I may be romanticising, but it just seemed very appropriate.
I think it would be most apt for me to say to you all at this stage that every human being comes to this lifetime. We will speak of this lifetime because all of you are here, endowed with that free will, that self-will, to go through this situation in life as best that you can. All of you take faltering steps at times. You become confused. You do not always listen to that inner voice. So sometimes you deviate from the pathway ahead. But it matters not. It is an experience of living, which, after all, if you stop and think carefully, if you then go back onto the true pathway, what have you achieved? You have achieved the power of your own thinking.
Yes.
Do you see? If you think of it as a positive experience, mm-hmm. then there is nothing wrong with going a little wayward from your path. There are very few people in life who follow a true pathway.
Mm. But if they learn from that,
yes.
Then yes.
That is
yes.
what is important.
Important, yes. To learn from it.
So it becomes a positive experience rather than a negative one.
Absolutely.
Only when the thinking thinks of these things as negative are you beginning to have a little problem.
Mm.
But that is why I have taught you that the power of your thinking is so important. That you have the power to do whatever you need to do.
Mm.
And each one of you knows, whether you have the awareness of it or not, what is right and true for you.
Yes, that is very true. Yes.
Is that helpful?
Yes. Yes, it is indeed. Thank you.
We'll take just one more question and then I will leave you to allow yourselves that inner peace to come to you and to allow the rest of the evening to form as it will.
If I could just ask one about the instrument you're using. She has a fear of thunderstorms. Would that be something to do with a past life? I hope she doesn't mind me asking. I'm sure she doesn't. But she really is quite frightened of thunderstorms.
Yes. Because I have spoken personally to others, I will say this time that this fear originates from this lifetime.
From this lifetime?
Yes.
Yes, a lot of people
I'll fight for nothing.
My dear friend, I wish to thank you for your devoted time once more. These times together have grown much. I have watched you grow. I have watched the dedication which you give. And I say to you that your lights grow ever brighter.
Thank you. Yes, you do feel a bit dim at times. It is a pleasure to do this work, I must say.
I leave you always with my love.
Thank you. My love goes with you.